All right, I believe we're up to the second half of, you know, the conclusion of the Gemara now. In other words, we've analyzed Hanotel Yodov Lo Yekadesh. We did the Rashbam, Rashi and the Rashbam, and we did the Tosus Hanotel Yodov. Right, where Tosus wanted to universalize, you know, show that it's all consistent, even the Gemara and Chulin. Okay. So now the Gemara responds, Rav Yitzchak, right? In other words, Rav Bruna quoted Allah in the name of Rav. And now, Amar lo Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kati lo nach nafshi de Rav, Shachninu le Shmaita say. Right, you already forgot his halacha. Now, it could be that he didn't really forget. It could be, maybe he heard Rav say it at a different, you know, an earlier age or whatever. You know, we're not saying necessarily, you don't have to say that Rav Bruna, you know, made such a gross mistake like that. I mean, you know, the Rambam, the Parash Mishnayos, says that they don't make those kind of mistakes. But, all right. But, which might not be Akasha on the previous Gemara, because when the Gemara said before that the Tana made a mistake with that whole Brisa, that's different. That's just he said it over incorrectly. You know what I mean? He didn't like, he just started off on the wrong on the wrong note, and now took it and ended up not right, and the Gemara then corrects it. But not that he himself really forgot the whole halacha. The Tana would have saw the jam that he got himself into. You know? All right, I explained that already, why I thought the Gemara recorded that. But in any case, okay, so now, so he says, right, so he said, Shachin l'shmait say, Zimdin sagin, havakim nekamei derav. Okay, this wasn't just a one-time occurrence. Okay, Zimdin d'chaviv alei rifta, mekadesh rifta. Sometimes when it was, he desired pas, he was mekadesh on pas. Zimnin the chaviv alei achamra, mekadesh achamra. And sometimes when it's chaviv yayin, you'd be mekadesh ayayin. Okay? So how does this knock off Rav Bruna's statement in the name of Rav? So Rashbam explains. The chaviv alei rifta. There's a lot in this Rashbam here. Shaya ro'ev mekadesh arifta. Alma lo boy netila achriti. Ela mikara mashiyade va'achil nahama de kiddush. Right? He didn't need another netila after he made the kiddush. But he relied on the original one. Alma kiddush l'achar netila lo chashav eschadas. So you see from this that kiddush after netila sidayim is not considered eschadas. V'chein hilchasa. The mish and natal yadav kodem kiddush. Ain sarach lachso v'litlon acher kiddush. So since you see that the kiddush wasn't a hefsek when he was mekadesh arifta, so you see that it's not a hesachadas, and that's the halacha. V'lo ifligu rabbonon be mekadesh arifta lemekadesh achamra. And the Chacham did not make a distinction between Kiddush on Pas or Kiddush on Yayin. Midaloka mahadar leila Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel midi. The Gemara didn't respond. Come on and say, what do you mean? What kind of kash is that? No. Hana mili, when you make Kiddush arifta, then it's not a hesachadas. But when you make Kiddush al Yayin, it is. The Gemara didn't say that. So you see that the Gemara maintains there's no difference. Okay? So I would say we have two things here to define. One is, what's the maskanas ha-gemara? Right? In other words, the original lacha was, manotel yodav lo yikadesh, and we said it's a hesachadas. And now we're saying, no, it's not. It's simply not. So what is the new view here? Okay, what's that machlokas? All right? In other words, the Gemara did not think that what Rav Bruna said was illogical. It's just the Gemara is saying, in fact, that's not what Rav held. That's what Rav Yitzchak Isaiah is saying. That's question number one. Question number two is, the Rashbam seems to be concerned about a possible Havamina. Right? That he says, Velo Ifligo Rabbana. There's maybe you could conclude, you might have been able to say, the Havamina in the Maskana would have been, that no, maybe you could, the only takeaway you have is it's not a Hefsek by Pas. But maybe by Yayin, it really would still be a Hefsek Hadas. But the Rashbam says no, even though that's a possibility. But you see, the Gemara didn't respond that way. But the Gemara could have responded that way. Wouldn't have been a crazy possibility. So that's the other question. What was that? How would you distinguish between the two cases? That it would be considered Hesach Hadas by Namaskana by Pas. I wouldn't have been Hesach Hadas by Pas, but it would be Hesach Hadas by Yayin. Yeah. Those are the two things. And of course, very shortly, there'll be a third thing. Okay, we'll come to it in a minute, is the next statement. Meaning, even though the halacha is that it's not considered a hesek hadas, nevertheless, you still have the halacha of tekef l'netilah suda. Right? In other words, until now, the Gemara, we learned that tekef l'netilah suda is haynu hach with the din of hesek hadas. But now, interesting, the Rashbam's learning, and by the way, this is the makor for that we don't make netila before Kiddush. Not because the Kiddush is a Hesach Hadas. Gemara's maskana is it's not a Hesach Hadas. And definitely if you did it, you wouldn't require another netila. But nevertheless, there's some lechatchila of the din of Beis Hillel, namely take off the netila suda. That becomes like a new idea, a separate halacha, removed from Hesach Hadas. Yeah. I just want to point out one thing. So now getting back to the original problem, the first problem, that is. In other words, the maskana. The maskana hold it's not Hesach Hadas. So you shouldn't say here that, oh, we already gave the svar already. Because in the previous Rashbam, we explained whether or not, in other words, when he said, the kol shekein danotel yodav lo yavdil, to afil kiddush putumakam sudahu, vika lamei medaleka hesach hadas, afil hochi ein yachal lismach hanotil lifnei kiddush. So we gave, in other words, we said two svaras. A svar to say that kiddush isn't a hesach hadas, or that kiddush is a Hesach Hadas. So maybe you'll say, take that Svara before and apply it here. And that's the Maskana. But the reason why you can't do that is because those two Svaras were all with, when we said them based on the Halach of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But the Manda Omar in this Gemara is Rav. And Rav holds, there's no din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So you can't take that idea that we said and now apply it to the maskana. That's for sure not. Because Rav is saying it's not a Hesach Hadas, even though Rav also holds that Kiddush doesn't necessarily have to take place for Makom Suda. So you can't say there's this, you know, special relationship of a kfiyas, that the kiddush is koveya, the suda, the shame Shabbos, that will explain why it's not a hesach hadas, that it's not a foreign activity. Because he holds that there is no relationship like that. Kiddush stands on its own two feet. Doesn't have to be, but makam suda, as the Gemara openly says on Duff, I think it's kuf amid beis and kuf alef amid alef. So you need an independent svara why Kiddush is not considered a Hesach Hadas. Yeah, David's right. I mean, that is true. I did think about that during the week. That what was the Rashbam doing before, bringing when he brought in the point about Havdalah, that certainly Havdalah is not, but Kiddush, maybe you can entertain it. But this is within Rav, so why is he all of a sudden getting into this Kiddush B'Makom Suda business? In other words, was the Svara that we said over there was really a very good Shmuel Svara? But the question is not just on our Svara, the question is why did Rashbam even bring it in? I mean, Rav doesn't hold from Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Could be he meant something different that we didn't pick up on last week. That's Tom, a good question. But that's a kasha, you know, more on, not on our Svara. I think our Svara was fairly solid. The question is, what's the Rashbam doing there? Yeah. But for the moment, let's just work out the Rashbam of Chaviva Le'Rifta. And then we'll see if we can go back and maybe revise or maybe have an idea what the Rashbam was trying to get at over there. Yeah, okay, Shmuz asking, what happened to the din of Zachrei Olayayin? Well, what happened here with Rav? Yeah, okay, hopefully we'll answer that question as well. Good question. What I found helpful here was the Rad. I'm not saying you can't figure out the Rashbam without the Rad, but I'm just telling you what I found helpful. So if you take a look at the Rad, the Ran proceeds to explain the Rashbam Shita. So where's that Ran? Hold on. Okay, so the Ran on the Riff on, what is it? I guess, what is it? Chof Bey Zaman Aleph? In the Riff pages? Okay, I'm using the other edition, so I... Okay. So, let's see. Natal Yadav Lo Yikadesh. Okay, so he quotes Rashi Shita, right? Lo Yikadesh Hu, Kidesh Lo Yasiach Daita, V'yitzterach Litol Yadav Pam Shenis, V'dachin Alei Midarav, Dahava Makadesh Arifto, V'vade Dahava Mashi Yadei Mikara, Alma Eina Kiddush Masik, Be'inatil Sidayim La'achilo. Okay, very good. Kevan the Talmuda lo dachi hachi, ana nami lo maflaginan binayo. See, right there, he's trying to explain, I believe, right, the whole business here. He's just trying to explain what this shita is, meaning the maskanas agamara, and also subtly trying to show you the difference between pas and yayin. And then he says, of course, the other halacha, the right, umil echachila mekachin v'achach notman. But let's first just concentrate on the first problem at hand. Yeah. I think based on the Ran, I would present it like this. Let me first, I'm going to present it, in other words, the maskana, but according to, first the way that there will be distinction between pas and yayin. And then I'll give the real maskana, you know what I mean? I'll do the havamina maskana, then the maskana. Hope that's not too confusing. So, the first way to say is the fact that Rav was Makadesh on Rifta would not be a raya to the case of Yayin. Why? Because when you're Makadesh on Rifta, So now, all you're simply doing is, the hamotzi and the kiddush are related. And therefore, you don't say that the kiddush is a foreign activity. Because it doesn't rise to the level of a completely new activity. Because since you're making the kiddush, utilizing the pas, and we'll leave the other question, Shmuz question alone, how can you do that? But we'll come back to that. So now it's not deemed to be a completely new activity. You're really just simply being maschil l'suda. And the fact that you have amiras kiddush, that's not considered a new activity. That's how you're starting the suda, by making kiddush ala pas. So the haschalas hasuda of pas is together with the amiras kiddush. So you can't define that as a new activity. But if you make kiddush al hayayin, then you're creating a whole different kind of kiddush. Then you're creating a real kiddush that's al hayayin, that's a kiyum, a din in shira, a din in shevach, you know, as the element of the toast. So that is a completely foreign activity to the Haskalah Sasuda. So therefore, you can make a distinction between the two. You could say there's a distinction. Maybe Rav held that when you're making Kiddush ala pas, so now it's not, the Kiddush there is not like a whole new enterprise, a whole new enterprise of Kiddush. It's a certain Haskalah Sasuda. And yes, there is, of course, a mitzvah of Kiddush, but the mitzvah of Kiddush is mitzuruf to the Hamotzi. So you don't view that as a Hesek. But Kiddush al Hayayin, that's a completely different kind of Kiddush. And when the Kiddush is on that level, so that kind of activity already, that would be a hafsek. But the Gemara didn't say that. Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara didn't say it. So what's the Maskanas HaGemara? It would seem to me the Maskanas HaGemara is that we're not interested really in the concept of kehes achadas, meaning in a foreign activity. But what we're interested in is what's defined as a hes achadas. And since the suda is lefonav, so therefore this idea of a foreign activity doesn't register. The only time an activity registers when it's really defined in reality as a Haskadas. But you don't have an idea inherently anymore of simply a foreign activity as a break between Etila and Suda. What you do have is the din of Haskadas. So in Achnami, if you do an activity that the Halacha deems as a real Haskadas, so in Achnami, that would be defined as a problem, as Heschadas. But there's no longer a separate notion of a foreign activity. And because of that, That's why the Rashbam now comes on to the idea of Tekef L'Netilas Suda. Because Tekef L'Netilas Suda now sounds, one second, now that's not idea of Hesach Hadas. Tekifus is not Hesach Hadas. That must be some other idea. Because you don't need Tekef in order to avoid Hesach Hadas. So that's why the Rashbam now moves into that next question. That even though we now conclude that Kiddush is, by definition, a foreign activity like Kiddush, Mitzvah's Kiddush, is not a Hesach Hadas, because you see it even works when you make Kiddush al Yayin. Oh, so then what's the halacha of Beis Hillel? What's that halacha of Beis Hillel? Ein Mozgin. What would be so terrible about Mozgin? Where's the Hesach Hadas in Meziga? On the contrary, that's not Hesach Hadas. The guy wants to drink Yayin, and he's being Mozig the Yayin. He's not being Mesiach Das from the Suda. So that's why he moves into the next question. Umi ulechadchila mekachin va'achakach notlin kebeis ilal. The take of Hatilas Yidayim Suda. See, let's go a little further. Vitimihani. That's good kasha. Now, if you're learning, following the Rashbam's train of thought, that's a separate halacha, so why wasn't Rav worried about that halacha? Vahavi mashiyade mikara. Ve'efshim demishum chavivusa derifta havit avit achi. He did it right. He really held, of course he held like Beis Hillel. But because of his chavivus for Rifta, he put aside Beis Hillel's halacha. Afagav de lo mekayim mitzvus netila min amufkar. Even though, you're right, like I said, he put it aside. He foregoed, how do you say it in past? I'm not sure. He put it aside, that din. And he didn't have the kiyum of Tekef Netilas Suda. Umihu mine yalfina da afagav de mekadesh hachamra lesli lama shashi yade ad da basur kiyadish kebeis elel. I amihu I moshi yade mikar shap and matzlik dushe velo avi yatsuk adas zehu toref perusha. And it's very good. If you read the Rashbam carefully, he gave a very good explanation. Yeah, what's that, right? So it seemed to me the next, that's what we have to define now. And that will also answer Shmuel's question. What happened to Yayin here? There's a few things going on here. So the first question is, the most basic question in this sugi is, what's, according to Rashbam, what's this miyul lechadchila? You just told me it's not Hesach Hadas. So what kind of halacha is Tekef Netilas Suda then? And the only thing he hints to you is, the lo mekayim mitzvus netila min amufchar, whatever that means. But definitely it's not a Hesach Hadas. So if you don't do it that way, it's okay. And why didn't Rav do it? Now that's the other thing that he doesn't really fully, flesh out, which is chavivusa derifta. So we have to understand that part too. Rav held that chavivusa derifta is docha the din of tekef. That's right. That's right. Exactly. It's competing kiyumim. So I'll tell you what we wanted to say. What we wanted to say was, and I admit we're not fully immersed in that sugya. You know, it's in a few places. It's in the eighth parak in Brachas, but it's also on Daf Kufav Amar Aleph in the Chulin. What we want to say is like this: that you have a basic. In other words, you have a takana, a chiyuv, of netilas yadayim, right? Shlomo Melech Beis Dino or Masaki Netilas Yadayim. And the Gemara says that it's basically because of Srach Truma. All right, had to do with the whole idea of that there shouldn't be that there should be an awareness insofar as the halachas of Truma that of course has to be eaten b'kodesh, where there's a real mikra din of Tetilas Yadayim. But it's interesting that you see, like when you look at that sugya, like all of a sudden Tosfos says, I think it's a Tosfos in Brachos, I think also in Chulin, you could double check me, all of a sudden he says that Netilas Yadayim is because of Nikias. And then you have on the last Amid, it's on Amid Beis, at the bottom, the last words of the 8th Perek of Brachos, the Gemara has that famous drush over there. V'yisem v'hiskadishtem V'yisem kidoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem alakeichem. Right? So v'hiskadishtem elo mayim rishonim. Right? V'yisem kidoshim elo mayim achronim. Or something like that. Okay? So all of a sudden you have some ideas that are, what should I say, not part of, it seemed to me not part of the original formulation, which is, you know, Srach Truma. But what it seems is like this. In other words, you had an initial idea, an initial objective to be Misaki Netilas Yadayim. But when the Netilas Yadayim is being instituted, it turns out that what emerges from the Netilas Yadayim are, let's call them, secondary gains. There's other kiyumim. And what is it? So it says, let's take v'hiskadishtam. So v'hiskadishtam means that you do a maisa netila, and the result is, and the gavra is the object. He becomes a kadosh. There's Am Yisrael become kedoshim by engaging in Netilas Yadayim. So there's a certain kiyum gavra, a kiyum in the gavra of Yisrael, of Netilas Yadayim. Through this idea, this gzera, this takana of Srach Truma. Or the same idea that Klal Yisrael, well, let me put in more specific points, that Klal Yisrael is in a state of Kedusha when they come to Suda. And Tos is adding that's also a kiyum, an idea of Nikias, that a Jew doesn't sit down to a Suda in a state where he's not doesn't have the Nikias Yadayim. That's a kiyum in the Gavra. So what the Rashbam is saying is that the kiyum of Hiskadishta, or that Yeshayadayim Nikios, that Klal Yisrael enters a Suda in that state, will not be manifest without Tekef. So even though you don't need Tekef insofar as Hesach Hadas, that's one consideration. But insofar as the idea, the secondary idea of being manifest, that we are in a certain state when we are maschil our Suda, that's a din in Tekef. A person's notel yadav, and immediately he eats. So that kiyum requires tekef, or else it won't be manifest by definition. It's a secondary idea. So if you accept that, and you should, then we can understand Rav, because Rav held from tekef from the Tila Suda. that kiyum he held from. But he held that to make Kiddush Arifta, since it was Chavivale, that was a greater kiyum in his Oneg Shabbos, in his Din Oneg. And he held that insofar as the Yom HaShabbos is concerned, that kiyum takes precedence. So that's why when it was that's what the Gemara means. It's not just Stam. What do you mean? What do I care what's Chaviva to him? What is this? what is it? Some gastronomic halacha? Well, we're not interested in what he likes better. But the answer is, what he likes better now determines what's the better kiyum of his own Shabbos. And as a matter of fact, I mean, let's just take that one step further. It'll actually answer another question. We get to the next part of the last part of the Rashbam, which is, even Rav, who doesn't hold that there's Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but nevertheless, Rav does hold, besides the idea, of course, that Yayin, of course, will be a Kiyum of Shira. That's without a doubt. But Rav held more primary that what's the stakana that Kiddush is on Yayin or Pas? I mean, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean Kiddush ala Pas? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Well, what kind of idea is that? There's no idea of Shira ala Pas. There's no idea of making a toast on Pas. I can make a joke. You can have pas that's toast. You can't make a toast on pas. Okay. Anyhow. So what kind of lach is that, in all seriousness? What kind of lach is that? What do you mean, Kiddush ala pas? It makes no sense. But the answer is, even Rav holds, even though he doesn't require Suda, he holds when you be Mikadosh Yom HaShabbos, it has to be Mitzuruf to an entity of Oneg. He just didn't have the idea that it's Koveya, the Suda L'Shem Shabbos. That he didn't have. But he did hold as an idea that the Chachamim instituted, whether it's the Chachamim or the Daraisa, that's of course a separate question, but it should be Mitzuruf to an entity of Oneg. Either Pas or Yayin. Now of course, preferably Yayin under normal circumstances, because there you have the Kiyum of Shira. So that automatically gives it a head start. You know, that gives it a preference. But Rav held, but there's another consideration that seems to be to him the most important. I mean, that's arguable, but that's what he held. That, which is that the, in other words, he didn't totally drop the idea of a Karesu L'Shabbos Oneg or Zachreyu Al Hayayin. But he held as a primary idea within those halachos, within those expressions, that Kiddush should be related, should be Mitzuruf to an entity of Oneg. Oneg Shabbos and the declaration of Kedusha Shabbos go hand in hand. So that's why, to him, if it's Chavivalei Rifta, that particular Shabbos, then that's the entity of Oneg, you should be Mitzaref the Kiddush though. Not because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but per se, the Kiddush should be Mitzuref to Oneg. But if it's not Chaviva Le Rifta and a Chanami, automatically it becomes Yayin. Because Yayin is Shira. Has the Kiyum of Shira. In fact, I would say it's only really Kiddush Al HaYayin. It's not really Kiddush Al HaPas in the same sense. It just means the Kiddush is Mitzuruf. By the idea of Shira gives it an idea of Kiddush Al HaYayin. That's a, you know, not only a logical thing, it's a sociologically true thing. Nobody makes gives a shevach on pas. Shevach is all a yayin. Yayin is considered, you know, whatever. And an idea of simcha and, you know, whatever. Gemal Torah holds definitely at Shira. Period. So that's the, those are the considerations. But if you're making Kiddush al yayin, so even though we hold it's not a hesach hadas, yeah, but now the other halacha is going to kick in, which is Tekef L'Netila Suda. That's the separate kiyum, you know, you got a few considerations there. That's the separate kiyum of the Gavra of his Kaddishtem, of Nikias. So that gavra, that halacha always will then kick in, and then of course you should wash after the kiddush. But of course, if you make kiddush, even alayayin, you make netilas yadayim before, so it's not haschadas, it's not machayev, and another netilah. That's the maskanas of Gemara. So if you hold like Rav, so if normally you'd make kiddush alayayin, and you'd make netilas yadayim after kiddush. But if it's chaviva, then the aspect of Oneg Shabbos kicks in, that the kiddush related to an entity of Oneg demands the highest form of Oneg to the person who's being Mekadesh. So then it's pas. Then it's pas. Then that foregoes also the kiyam of Tekef Netila Suda. But just going back to the original point, but the Maskonas HaGemara, and that's where... What Rav Yitzchak said was, no, it's not Kehes HaChadas. We don't have an idea of a foreign activity. There's no idea like that. There's Hes HaChadas, yes. There is true Hes HaChadas. And that's the Rashbam Shita. Go back to the Rashbam. Yeah. V'chein hilchasa, demi shenotel yadav kodem kiddush, ain't tzarech lachsa v'litlach ha-kiddush. V'lo afliga rabbanim be'mekadesh harif l'mekadesh ha-chamra. They didn't make that distinction. They could have said the mekadesh ha-chamra. In other words, they could have kept the idea of the concept of an activity. And then they could have made a distinction between, they could have answered it. But they weren't. They didn't say that chamra is a different kind of activity. And it would be considered like a whole new activity. Whereas Mekadesh Harifti, you could argue logically it's not. Why? So they didn't make that distinction. So obviously, what did they say? That there's no idea of a foreign activity here. Okay. Umidarav shaminen shemekachin alapas. And from Rav we learn that you can't make kiddush alapas. We wouldn't have known that. Like Shmu said, we would have known the sugi of zachrei alayayin. We would have said that unless kiddush has a din of shira, it's alayayin. That's it. That's the institution, be it the rice or the rabbanit, whatever it is. But now from Rav we learn out in a new idea that no. It just has to be Mitzuruf to an entity of Oneg. It didn't have to be Yayin, although Yayin is would normally, in a default mode, would be preferable. But it doesn't have to be. Va'omer va'yechulu mevarech hamotzi ve'eino ochel gam lo yifros ad sheyikadesh achrei kein. All right, that's another point that really... I guess we should try to explain that for some reason the Rashbam here lets you know that when you're making kiddush on pas, that you shouldn't eat after the hamotzi, and nor do gam lo yifros ad shikadosh achrei kein. Now that needs an explanation. Why would you think that by if you make kiddush al pas? That he has to tell you, don't eat the pas after the hamotzi. So what would you say to that? I was thinking like this. I can explain the havamina. Like I said, I need help with the maskana. Maybe his havamina is like this, that really... It's a halacha of tziruf. It's not like yayin. It's not like kiddush ala yayin. Mekadesh arifta means that you're relating the kiddush to a chefetz of oneg. So maybe you'll say to yourself that I'll make hamotzi. I'll take a bite, and then I'll continue the kiddush. and the Kiddush is still Mitzuruf to the Hamotzi. There's still a Tziruf there. If it's an idea of Tziruf, why is that not a Tziruf? I start with a Bracha Rishona, I take a bite, and I continue with the Kiddush. So now when I look at the whole activity, I was Mitzaref, the Chilas HaMotzi with the Maisa of Kiddush. No, you shouldn't do that. You should wait to eat the HaMotzi after you say the Kiddush. Why? Right? That's not a bad Havamina, no? If it's an idea of Tziruf, see, I understand Kiddush Aliyayin because that's Halacha making a toast. That's Shir Aliyayin. That's not just a matter of a tziruf. It's more than a tziruf. You can't make a toast. You can't give shavach on an empty glass. It just doesn't make sense. That's not the tzura, like you said, Max. That's not the tzura. The guy picks up the glass, drinks, and says, an elder make a toast. But the pas is different. Whereas I'm saying the halacha is that in the process of being makadesh, it has to relate to the whole idea of onik Shabbos. Part of the makadesh of Shabbos is to relate to the onik Shabbos. In other words, what you're saying is there's one siruf that simply one is juxtaposed next to the other. But the halacha is that's not sufficient. It's not just one is next to the other, but that you incorporate the oneg as part of the Kiddush. So the only way to do that is to make the Bracha Rishona first, say Kiddush, and then partake of the object. Then the Oneg is a Chelek of the Kiddush. It's a different relationship. It's part of the very entity of the Kiddush. That your Kiddush related to a Cheftza Shel Oneg. By making it part of the very institution of the Maisa Kiddush. Whereas the other way, it is related, but it's not related, it's related in a different way. The tziruf is, it's a less of a tziruf. It's a tziruf by time. That one is contiguous to the other. Here, it's a relationship where it's part and parcel of the very entity of the Kiddush. That's good. I mean, that's the maskana. That's the maskana. That even according to Rav, the cheftza shel oneg has to be the oneg has to be part of the Kiddush itself, not just a more tenuous tziruf. That it's next to it, it's juxtaposed to it. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's definitely good. All right, maybe we'll stop at this point. What do we have left to do in this sugya? Oh, we have to do the tosis of Zimnin Sagin. Zimnin Sagin we have to do. And we have to do Rabbeinu Tam Mekadesh Arifta. We're only going to do like the first half of the Mekadesh Arifta. And there's when he gets into whether or not Yayin Sheikhar, that's like a different sugya already. That it pays to know the Gemara a little bit on Kuf Zayin. So maybe we won't go to that. We'll stop where he just finishes with this sugya. Okay, I think that's like one or two lines down, three lines down in the wide lines there. And we haven't done yet, and then the Rambam Shita, the Rambam and the Rif. So definitely take a look at the Rif and the Ron on that Rif. So we'll do the Rambam and the Rif, and we got to do Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. In other words, his idea is that there's this two levels of tziruf. There's definitely kiddush has to be mitzuruf to the to oneg. So one tziruf is that you simply do it without interruption. You make hamotzi and right away you eat and right away you're mekadesh. So now when you look at it, now there's a tziruf between the oneg and the maisa kiddush. And the actual formulation of halacha is, no, that's not sufficient. It has to be that the oneg is a chelak of the kiddush. It's part of the kiddush. So the only way to make it a chelak of the kiddush is, that's exactly why we have the order the way we do. First you have the bracha rishona. See, if you have the bracha rishona after the kiddush, you're back to the same problem again. It would be just a relationship of contiguity of action and time. But no, that's not enough. It has to actually be that it's part, it's a chelak of the kiddush. So you have the bracha rishona, kiddush, and then the achila. So that shows you that the bracha of Hamotzi and the kiddush partake of one entity. They're one entity of kiddush. It's a different level of tziruf. It's part of the kiddush itself. Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Going back to Rav now. Rav holds, you don't need kiddush b'makom suda, meaning the maisa kiddush does not have to also function as a koveya of the suda shabbos. It's a perfectly good kiddush even if it doesn't have the function of being a koveya. So you make kiddush, in shul, and you yotzei. Now everybody goes home, they make a motzi. That's all. It's two independent things. We don't hold that way. We hold that kiddush, in order to be yotzei kiddush, the formulation is that the kiddush has to function as being a koveya of the suda shabbos. Right, Rav is allowing you to make it on, yeah, but that's not why. He's allowing it because, yeah, of course, it's not because this way you end up with kiddush makom suda. He's allowing bread because, since bread is the ikar suda, it's the ikar oneg. It has a certain status. It has a chashivas. You know, same reason probably why you make a bar priya gafen and amotzi lechem and aretz on these two objects. They have a certain status. In the world of achila, they have a status. So those are the two objects that you're allowed to utilize for your objects of oneg as part of the kiddush. Of course, let me just also mention that the Rashbam, who has a unique way of learning here, that takef is a separate kiyum, most Rishonim don't learn that way. Most Rishonim learn that takef is the very idea of Hesach Hadas itself. And since Kiddush is not a Hesach Hadas, is absolutely no kiyum, or like we saw in the Rashbam last week. It's part of the whole idea of Bizoyin Kiddush, Gasei Ruach. So therefore, that's why he says in all of Sfarad, even though interesting that minhag got dropped in Sfarad, but the whole Sfarad used to wash before Kiddush. And obviously, they don't know. No, none of them are learning like the Rashbam. Like just like Rebbe Elchanan didn't learn like the Rashbam. Once you get rid of, they learn Tekef is purely a Hesach Hadas concept. And since we paskin, it's not a Hesach Hadas Kiddush. That's it. End of story. You don't have to worry about the whole problem. And you definitely could wash before. And that's exactly the way they were noeg. And that niyog, of course, continues, with Anshe Germania, with the Yekas. But it turns out that they do not have a Shita Dechuya. On the contrary, they're the mainstream. We're going like a Shita Dechuya, not to wash before Kiddush. We're Choshesh for the Rashbam. right? Because according to the Rashba, there's no problem because once you know till Shtei Yadav, it's not a Bezayin. And also, of course, according to the Rush, who learns that this whole Gemara is only according to Rav, but Eina Chanami according to Shmuel. Since we hold Kiddush B'Makom Suda, of course, it's certainly not a Hesach Hadas. Again, he could definitely be Notel Yadav Kodem Kiddush. All right, we'll take a look. We'll finish up. That's why we got to do still the Rambam and the Riff, and you said maybe take a look at the Balamor as well.